This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
We are back. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. And Matt, earlier today, John Harbaugh announcing that Tyler Huntley will be the starting quarterback. Yeah. No surprise there.
No. I mean, he's been playing this game for a month. We're every Monday or Tuesday, we're hoping Lamar played to think he's going to practice. And, you know, I'm shocked he even came out this early and made the announcement.
Yeah.
Lamar hasn't practiced in a month. And I assume it's just so teams have to prepare for both players. And, of course, there's all those little games you play. And maybe deep down he was optimistic. But I never really thought it was much of an option to begin with. And that's good news for the Steelers. I mean, I know Huntley's done some good things, but he ain't Lamar.
No, he is not. No. If you look at – I know Huntley's gotten a lot of praise.
He has.
He hasn't screwed things up, but they also haven't won.
They haven't won.
Yeah.
And I keep equating him to a pitcher that, you know, second time through the league, people know who he is. And I'm sure that there's habits that people got the read on after watching a couple games of tape. Usually you want to watch four games of a player before you really scout them or analyze them. And it's really tough on coaches when a new guy is thrown in at the quarterback position and, you know, you're just looking at college reports or preseason reports on the guy and they're not running the same offense and things like that. And I think he's a really good long-term backup for Lamar, but a backup. I mean, people looked at him after a game or two. Like
people are. I've probably been asked.
Trade him for a first-round pick.
Yeah, I've already been asked. Well, he's a free agent. Should the Steelers sign him? Well, first of all, he's not a free agent.
Right.
He's an exclusive rights free agent. He'll be a Baltimore Raven next year.
Right. Exclusively. You know,
he can sign with the Ravens and nobody else.
Exactly. There's an exclusive. The word exclusive is important there. Could they trade him? Sure. I mean, he's going to be they have a nice find there as a backup quarterback on the Chiefs.
And he's the perfect backup for Lamar.
Right. Like the Flacco thing isn't.
They tried it with the kid from Penn State.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, well, he's mobile, but he wasn't Lamar.
No, of course.
This kid is.
They can at least run the same offense.
He's Lamar light.
Mm-hmm.
Here are his stats. Here's what he's averaging. Yards per game, 156.7.
Yeah.
His passer rating is 84.4.
Okay.
The sack rate is almost exactly the same. Lamar was getting sacked at 9% of the time. He's at 8.7.
Mm-hmm. Very high.
Very high. I mean, those are very high numbers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to expect, the interesting thing is Josh Johnson was at 2.4.
Really? The veteran's been around the block.
The veteran is getting rid of the football. You know, and
was only one game. I forget who they were playing, but still.
Played the Bengals.
That was the Bengals game?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What I've noticed with them is, of course, he's a good athlete, and he will run basically the same offense in terms of play calling. No one is. I mean, he's not the stop-start accelerator, doesn't have the top-end speed that Lamar has. And really, that stop-start ability is what's so rare about Lamar, is the accelerating out of a cut or just stopping his feet and making people fly by. And he's not as instinctive as a runner of, you know, vision and all those things as well. He's going to take more hits if he runs as much as Lamar than Lamar does. But the biggest difference is where they throw the football.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a short thrower. He's not nearly the passer Lamar is, especially the deeper downfield you go. And I don't have him handy, but his average depth of target is like 2 yards different than Lamar's. I mean, where Lamar was at the top of the league in terms of throwing the ball deep, I mean, he's – in the middle, you know. I mean,
yeah.
He's
at 5.8 air yards per attempt.
Okay.
Per completion. 5.8 air yards per completion.
For completion, right.
Yards per attempt is 6 even.
Okay.
Lamar was at 7.5.
It's a big difference.
That's a huge difference.
A huge difference.
Massive.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, he's going to stress you sideways.
Right.
Not vertically.
I think the best indicator of this is go pull up Marquise Brown's stats, and you'll see, if you look at his game log, he'll have 6 for 85 with Lamar and a 40-yard touchdown, or whatever. I'm just making stuff up. These last couple weeks, he gets 14 targets, catches 6 of them for 30 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Waddle behind the line of scrimmage.
So tackling is the is the big issue this week.
Yeah, and he really leans on Andrews. I mean, they both did, but this guy's Wilby is Andrews.
Without a doubt.
Big way.
Yeah, without a doubt.
He's I wonder if Andrews will get, like, the Waller treatment or, you know.
I would think so. That way.
I would, too.
The other thing, when you look at it, is their yards rushing per game without
Jackson.
Without Jackson.
Who's still their leading rusher, by the way.
By a lot.
By a lot.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at it, Freeman leads them in rushing with for the running backs.
For the backs, say, right.
With 555 rushing yards. Lamar has 767, and he's missed
four games. Four of them? Yeah.
He's missed four games this year.
It's crazy. You're
it's not even close. Freeman averages 37 rushing yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
Latavius Murray
Freeman's been the guy for a while now. You know, right.
Murray averages 27. If you look at their numbers overall, I sent this to you earlier today. It was I started looking at this.
This is startling.
They're the four running backs that they've used this year, which is Freeman, Murray, Bell, and the Williams kid.
Yeah, a little bit early. Yeah.
They combined have 1,170 rushing yards on 296 rushing attempts.
Okay.
And so I ran that number, and I'm like, that sounds pretty familiar.
Hmm.
And so I looked up what Najee Harris has this year, and he has 1,172 rushing yards on 296 rushing attempts.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost identical.
Right.
You know, so if
for their entire backfield,
they're so dependent on the quarterback rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Najee Harris were on the Ravens right now,
oh,
they would be a much different team. They don't have a guy.
Or if they had Dobbins. I mean, that's why they drafted Dobbins.
That's why, you know.
That's a huge loss for them. Plus,
you take the quarterback out of the equation.
Right.
Everybody's complaining in Pittsburgh, well, they don't have a very good running game. Neither do the Ravens.
It's exactly the same, except they run the ball a lot more frequently in the course of a game and want to run the ball more. Steelers are the top of the league in passing percentage. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I know that the carries are the same, but they want to play a different style too. You know, and they don't have the ball carrier to do it. Freeman's had some good moments, but even this last week he stepped up a little and starting to kind of be the guy. But he's well past his prime, and he's not hard to play against. You know, I mean, they're kind of lucky that they kind of found him for how bad their running back situation was, but. It's not a big deal. I mean, their ball carriers in this game aren't real impressive.
Yeah, the reason I bring that up is because of that weather issue that I mentioned. Mm. There's an 80% chance of rain.
I don't think you mentioned that on the air.
Yeah,
right.
80% chance of rain at game time.
In Baltimore. Wow.
And it's going to be 40 degrees.
And it's going to be cold and nasty.
This is a run-type game.
It's a Najee-type game.
It's also, you know, which quarterback is going to perform better in the rain.
I always call Ben a mutter.
He's a mutter.
I think he absolutely is. Big, strong guy that's done it, handles wind and rain and elements really, really well. I can't speak to Huntley, but he played in the Mountain West and, you know, that doesn't have nearly the experience. I mean, I don't think he's certainly all that equipped to handle it. I don't know his hand size and things like that.
I don't think so either. So we'll see if that's a factor in this one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people...
Could slow down the pass rush, though. People don't think about that.
Right.
Your get-off is... If it's muddy, that helps the protection a lot at times.
Yeah.
You know.
And they are the worst team in the league at protecting the quarterback.
Everyone's talking about TJ and the record. Well, this is the team you want to play.
Yeah.
And to your point, too, you can find the next-gen stats. You know, Ben's at the top of the league or bottom of the league, however you want to say it, of getting the ball out super quickly. I mean, he does not hold the ball to an extreme. I mean, and that's who he is at this stage. Well, the Ravens hold the ball a fair amount, and it's not just a Lamar running around like his chicken with the head cut off type of situation. You know, it's just the style of quarterbacks they have, and their blocking is just flat out bad. You know?
Yeah. 54 sacks they've allowed.
It's a ton. The most in the league, folks.
54 sacks, and I mentioned on yesterday's show, 54 sacks and 29 holding penalties.
Right.
That's a lot of negativity.
That's a lot of bad stuff. Fair amount of interceptions and turnovers.
That's like five of those on average per game.
Yeah.
That are huge negative plays.
Right. The other thing I think you sent me is not only the Steelers number one in sacks, but there's two or three in tackles for loss, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so they're making plays behind the line of scrimmage. I expect a lot of that in this game.
Yeah. Especially if you know that they're going to. If you know they're not going to throw the ball deep on you.
Right. if this guy's not good at it.
Yeah.
Right.
And the weather's not conducive to doing that.
That too.
You can take a little more chances. You can bring, you know, the safeties. Yeah, the safeties are up you know, at the box and kind of shut that down. And the Steelers have had success against Lamar doing that as well. He's averaged 50 yards rushing per game against them.
That's much lower than his average.
Much lower.
I mean, at one point he was averaging over 80 yards a game for his career. I don't know where it is right now, but it can't be too far off.
So if you can't necessarily line up and run the football conventionally, and your quarterback isn't as dangerous running the football as the other guy.
Right, right. And you've already
seen that. And you can't throw the football all that well.
That's going to be the problem, right.
I mean, this is setting up as something in the teens.
I keep thinking the same thing. And, you know, from a Steelers perspective, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, you know, from Najee over and over might not be so bad. Punt, you know, live to fight another day and, you know, reap the benefits in the second half, hopefully.
Yeah, I just, you know,
short throws, Harris, Friday.
I've actually picked this game twice now.
Mm-hmm. I'm dreading having to make a pick.
I don't know what to pick.
Yeah, I don't either. I do know that if you're going to give me 5.5 points, I'll take it.
I'll take that.
I mean, I think it's a field goal game.
I can't believe
what.
It's that high.
It blows me away. Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Maybe the news now that Lamar is out changes that.
Maybe. But if you got it 5 or 5.5, you should be pretty happy.
You should be really happy.
I mean, this screams a really tight, low-scoring game, especially with the weather news now, too. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I just think that I don't know. I just don't know that either team, you know, neither
Johnson
team is.
The injury really bothers me, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just attacking their defense.
Man, it's troublesome.
I'm not saying I'd rather have Watt or Hayward out than him, but they might be the only two.
Yeah,
I mean, he's really needed for this game because their pass defense is atrocious.
Or maybe Ben.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but
he's been
certainly
around the block.
The weather changes that approach as well.
Right.
Because
right.
That's what they
sloppy
don't.
And, yeah.
I mean, they just don't defend the pass very well.
But are you going to break free for long passes and, you know, tearing them up for big gains? I mean,
but
maybe
not. Maybe you hit one of those quick slants and somebody goes with it, you know,
sure,
because they're going to zero blitz.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
You know,
I would do a lot if I were them.
Yeah.
You know, considering that Johnson's out. I mean, I think that's one of the few guys that changes the approach of what the opponent does if he's in or out of the game, especially in this one.
Yeah.
You know, because he's such a good route runner.
That's the thing. There's just so many pieces missing in this. Like, I had to do – we do a picks thing on DK, Pittsburgh Sports every week, and we use a photo of the other team's star player on that.
You had a pick, probably.
I'm sitting there, I'm thinking – who in the hell am I? Whose picture am I putting on this picks thing for the Ravens?
I picked Andrews. No, I'm, you know, but it's not an easy one.
I picked Justin Tucker.
He could be the difference.
Just,
I mean,
you know,
the Boswell. I do that stat sheet, and the Boswell Tucker numbers are amazing. I just combined the two, and like they've only missed two kicks.
Without Lamar, your star players are your kicker and your tight end.
Yeah, it's funny. I kind of had the same situation. That article I just mentioned. They want me to do a key matchup on each side of the ball. And I'm like, I don't really know who to pick when the Steelers have the ball. Like, who's the defensive guy that's a big deal? I picked Andrews when the Ravens have the ball because he gets the ball.
I mean, that it's almost the Ravens' defense right now is really a kind of a no-name
it is
kind of defense.
Right. I mean, I picked Najee versus Queen and said, you know, these guys will do battle probably for the next 10 years or whatever.
Yeah.
But still. There's a lot of things to target, especially all their cover men, and there's not a lot of star power. I mean, Calais Campbell's not a star anymore.
Not anymore. You know, yeah, he's a name.
Judon's gone.
Yeah.
You know, right. I mean, it's a good defense. I mean, it's not a bad defense on paper when they're right.
Yeah.
But it's.
They're not anywhere near right now.
Yeah. I don't know who I'm putting on the billboards, though.
Yeah. And their run defense, while it leads the league,
a lot of that's volume-based, though.
It's volume-based because they give up 3.9 a carry, which is okay.
It's good, yeah, but it's not the best
in
the league.
Yeah, it's right, not right, like, right, ooh, right. You just can't run against them.
Right.
Everybody else, they just choose to pass the ball against them. Like,
yeah.
We can run, but we're going to throw instead.
And so I think that's kind of favorable, that if you do lean on Harris and what you think is going to be a really low-scoring game, you're not running into a brick wall.
Yeah.
I mean, the numbers are low because the pass defense is so bad,
especially
lately. I mean, it just keeps getting worse as the year goes on.
It's not historically bad. There have been some worse ones, but it's pretty damn bad.
It would be, though, if they played 17 games with the guys they're playing with now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if there was no Humphrey involved or stuff earlier in the season. It's bare bones right now.
Or I think if opponents felt they needed to score more against them.
That, too.
Like,
I mean, they allow big plays. They allow consistent yardage through the air. I mean, it's bad.
The Packers put up 31. They probably could have put up more if they really, really wanted to. You know, you saw it against the Bengals. The Bengals just kept the pedal down the entire way and put up 41.
Right, and just steamrolled them. I'm not sure what's worse, though. I mean, their O-line's almost as bad.
It's pretty bad.
As the like secondary.
Fixing the Ravens this offseason, to me, I think will be a bigger deal than fixing the Steelers. Now, they have the quarterback.
They have the quarterback, right.
That makes a big difference. And they're getting Dobbins back.
And Peters and Humphrey and hopefully Stanley. But you
those guys are getting older, though. Peters is 30.
And they're expensive.
And they're expensive. Like,
do I want to pay an aging star?
Coming off an ACL with
right.
You know, those got that kind of money. I don't know.
Stanley's the one that worries me from them.
Yeah. This is 2 years now with that.
2 years in a row, and I wonder if he's ever going to be the same.
Yeah.
He's
making a huge buck.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the timing's horrible for them.
Yeah. I just think, people were going to look at the Ravens and go, well, they've got the quarterback. They'll be the hot, pick to challenge the Bengals next year. The Bengals will be – everybody will pick the Bengals next year to win the division.
That whole core is coming back.
Yeah.
And they'll probably add an offensive lineman in the first round. Everything will look like it's fixed. Yeah, I tend to agree with you. And they very well could win the division next year and win 13, 14 games.
Oh, yeah.
Great organization, and they have a ton of picks, and, they're smart with their resources. But you're right. I mean – there's some things there that need addressed. I mean, you can't count on the Calais Campbells and Williams up front that much longer either. They're up in age.
The offensive line's a real people. If you think the Steelers' offensive line is bad, and it hasn't been great,
there's
no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The Ravens' line might be worse.
I think it's worse right now.
Yeah,
I think it's one of the bottom three or four right now. To be very honest with you. Hey, I love Alvin Wave, like the next guy, but he's one of their best guys now.
He has 8 holding penalties this year.
I bet.
The Steelers' offensive line is a group. You know how many holding penalties they have? I told you they have 19. They have 19 as a team for the year.
Okay.
That includes like holding penalties on kick returns and things of that nature.
And wide receivers. Yeah. Right.
Their offensive line as a group.
Steelers.
Has 9 holding penalties.
Wow. And Alvin
Green has 4. Dotson has 4, even though he hasn't played in a few weeks.
Okay.
Moore has 2.
Wow.
And that's it.
The entire right side
of the line doesn't have any.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't know that, but the more I think about it, it's like I don't remember getting mad at Chooks or Turner or any of those guys for holds too often this year. Yeah, I remember
Chooks' problem has been false starts this year.
Yeah.
I think he has 5 false starts. But that'll happen to tackles on the road.
It's harder on the tackle, obviously, of course.
Al has 10 total penalties.
Wow.
He's one of the most penalized players in the league, and 8 of them are holding penalties.
And I always thought that was a desperation move by the Ravens to sign him first place, let alone throw him at right tackle. Now, not by design, he's at left tackle, which he's probably better at, to his credit. But he's still – I mean, Highsmith has an advantage over him.
Yeah.
And that's going to be – the problem for them is if Highsmith's better than Al, you can't really help him.
Right.
Because
you've got to worry about the guy on the other side who can completely wreck the game.
And if you're doubling him and he's still better than your 2.
And by the way, you got Hayward in the middle.
Right.
Who he's better than any of the guys you're
right. I mean, it's a problem blocking the Steeler front for how they're constructed right now. It'd be nice if Stanley was on the left tackle, it'd be like, okay, he can handle Highsmith and we got 4 on the other 3 or whatever. But that's not the way it's going
to
go.
Yeah, that first game against the Steelers, it was 20-19. But that was 20-13, and Lamar threw a touchdown pass to Sammy Watkins with 12 seconds left.
Okay.
Is Tyler Huntley going to lead them down the field?
Sure.
In that situation.
In the rain and whatnot. I mean, I who knows? I mean, maybe he's a great young prospect or whatever. But, I mean, I think he's kind of been exposed to being a quality backup. I think you're getting the Ravens at the right time, I mean, to say the least.
The only thing that gives me pause, the biggest thing that gives me pause about this game is that it's on the road. When the Steelers have been bad on the road.
Do you have any logic behind that? I mean,
I think a young team.
Young team, I think that's a good one. I mean, it's harder to play on the road, and last year there was no fans. It's harder this year. I mean, all the normal things. I think the youth is certainly something. Boy, their starts on the road, too, have
just been
really
atrocious.
Horrible. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how you work on that as a team. I mean, I'm not a head coach.
It's just a matter of experience.
I guess. You know, been there, done it.
No, they did. They finally scored a touchdown last week in the first half.
Yeah.
They put up 10 points. If they put up 10 points in the first half in this game, they're winning it. They're winning it.
You take it, right?
Yeah.
If I said, I'll give you 10 right now, I mean, I'm not going fish. I mean, I'm going to take that. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was, you know, the first half.
I think 24 points wins this game.
First half in the last game was 7-3 Ravens.
Okay.
That was with Lamar.
That was with Lamar, yeah. Right. Yeah, I expect it to be very similar, with especially the weather.
Yeah.
I still keep going back to Deontay probably
being
huge.
Out, too.
I
mean, that's huge.
I'd be much more confident.
He had both Steelers touchdowns in that game.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Right, right, right.
So
I mean, he's exactly what they don't want to see.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of – Claypool could get out of a lot of doghouses this week.
Oh, yes, he could.
You know, if he plays like he's capable.
He goes out and has eight catches for – he does what Deontay did in the last game. Eight catches for 105 yards and two touchdowns.
Go up and pluck the ball over bad corners or shrug them off and, you know, long gains.
Just make eight – like break one long and, you know, catch one down the sideline or across the middle and take it for a touchdown. All is forgiven.
How many targets do you think he gets in this game if Johnson's out?
Double digits.
Double digits.
Yeah.
How about Freiermuth and Harris?
I think Freiermuth
five each.
Freiermuth probably gets more than that.
Yeah,
and if the weather makes me think that Harris could end up getting eight.
Yeah,
you know,
I bet he touches the ball 25 times.
I'd say 30.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm being conservative.
Season's over after this. I mean, he's you get the
quit.
Entire offseason.
Yeah,
rest.
Right. Yeah, ride him.
Yeah, he had 28 carries last week and
was that how many
three
was?
Catches. So he had 31 touches last week.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably put the over-under at, like, 28 touches.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with. That's who I want to touch the
That's
ball
who you
in
want
that
touch
environment,
the
you know, in
the guy
a
who has
scoring
a
game. Right. No, I'm cool with that.
And just let him go.
I think it's a good Freiermuth game, too, though.
Yeah, I think so as well. He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time for the Fantasy Football Focus. We get to pick our DFS lineup for the Sunday games, and this will be a little bit easier than the one was yesterday.
A little more to pick from, but still, these games are tough.
It is really tough. We'll do that right after this.